We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I'm crazy, just poison but tasty. And people say, run, don't walk away. She's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. At night she's screaming, my mind.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. To celebrate the opening of our new Ellisville location, join in October for 21-cent enrollment.
That's the tagline. I don't know if you heard me do Schmig yesterday. I didn't have the tagline. I thought I remembered it, but I remembered it incorrectly.
I was gonna do the tagline twice to make up for.
Do you wanna hit mine?
Yeah, let's do yesterday's again.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. To celebrate the opening of our new Aliceville location, join in October for 21-cent enrollment.
No, I mean, do you wanna do mine?
Yours was like,
brought to you by Club Fitness. Go ahead. What do you think it is?
Brought to you by Club Fitness. For everybody.
No. Brought to you by Club Fitness, the heaviest weights at the best prices.
Not untrue.
Yeah, right, no. Yeah.
So true.
They're considering it. Like, they're workshopping it a little bit.
Netflix, you know they've got some money. You know they've got some muscle. And it looks like they are going to make a really hard push to get Chadwick Boseman to be nominated for lead actor at the Oscars this year. So his final role is going to be released on Netflix December 18th. He stars in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. It's adapted from a play, and they'll have it in a couple theaters in November and then Netflix December 18th. And Netflix says they want to honor his legacy with this posthumous award. It looks like they're going to campaign for Viola Davis for Best Actress as well.
That movie looks good.
Yeah, it does.
And is that a real person? Ma Rainey? Does anyone know?
Don't know.
I didn't know if it was based on...
The name rings a bell.
Yeah, I thought so too, but it also, they might have just nailed the name, you know? We'll do some Googling. Well, that's I look. Yeah, she's real.
Okay. All
real right. Person.
There you go.
For sure. Yeah, one of the first generation of blues singers to actually do recorded music.
Yes. Now that you say that. The rest of the cast, by the way, they listed four other actors they're going to campaign for in the supporting categories. And there's only been one film in Oscar history to manage more than two black acting nominations from a film. And that is...
Moonlight?
The Color Purple.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if you want to learn more about Ma Rainey, you can find out more about her if you visit the National Blues Museum downtown on Washington
Avenue. Yeah. Yes, I remember all that. That place is awesome.
It's a cool
so
place.
Amazing. It really is cool and interactive. Like, we took the kids, and you know how kids love museums. They love that one.
From the interactive stuff, I found out I would be a better piano or keyboard player than I would be guitarist.
Huh?
Oh, right. Because of your fingers?
No, I mean, it's a small sample size, but I just don't have the feel I thought I would playing guitar. But on keyboards, it sounded a lot better.
Yeah, now we know.
Wow. Justin Bieber, Jason Derulo, Post Malone being recognized for their online content. The YouTube Streamy Awards. They've received nominations for that. I know, not a real story. So let's move on to the let's move on to the new Borat movie, which comes out on Friday on Amazon. I have a screener. I am planning on watching it this afternoon.
But it comes out in a couple days anyway.
Yeah.
That made a lot of news yesterday.
And who's putting this one out? Is this Apple? I forget.
Amazon.
Amazon, okay.
Amazon and Rudy Giuliani apparently hit up Twitter to do some explaining, saying that he was just tucking his shirt in.
Great success!
Because in the movie, while he's talking privately with this woman he believes is a Republican journalist, he appears to be putting his hands down his pants, but he says he was just tucking in his shirt.
USA, greatest country in the world.
Ah, man. He said he was fully clothed at all times.
I haven't even seen this clip or heard anything about this.
Yeah, yeah.
I was listening to 7 hours of Tom Petty yesterday.
Very nice.
That's a better use of your time.
Yeah, seems like it.
That is Entertainment Schmig. We'll have more for you just after 8:30. More online at Y98.com as well. And Lance Hildebrand with traffic in just a few minutes.
You're listening.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
So, what was your club fitness tag yesterday, Tim, for Schmig?
The heaviest weights at the best prices.
Or Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness to celebrate the opening of our new Ellisville location. Join in October for 21-cent enrollment.
And sounds like Tim's already in the Halloween candy.
Yeah, it sounds like it, right?
I'll have you know this is a healthy meal I'm consuming.
So, no Masked Singer last night because of a little something called the World Series. But, apparently one of the clue packages last week was so specific that people already know one of the singers. Like, for sure, 100% solid on this. All of his fans know who he is. Is he
legendary?
Listen, I would say he's more legendary than Brian Austin Green.
That's an easy bet.
I'll go so far as to say that.
Who is it?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
All right, spoiler alert. The alligator or the crocodile or whatever it is. Apparently Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's more legendary than Brian Austin Green.
We got We got dueling BSBs in reality competitions here. You got AJ McClain, who's done Dancing with the Stars, and now Nick Carter.
Really having a moment.
Yeah, I know.
On reality TV.
And I will say this, you know, last week's Masked Singer, some athlete, I didn't even know his name. But I think other than that guy, you're going to have some bigger stars on this one because they're all sitting around doing nothing. And I still stand by my guess that Leslie Odom Jr. is on Masked Singer as well.
Legendary.
Mm-hmm. It's not Mariah Carey's memoir, but Matthew McConaughey has some juicy tidbits in his new book. His book is called Green Lights. And he talks about how he wanted to change the course of his career so badly that he turned down over $14 million to star in another rom-com. In the early 2000s, really? He was doing a ton of them. And he said they were his only consistent box office hits, so those were the only offers coming into him were rom-coms. And he didn't want to do it anymore, so he declined one. And he said, if I couldn't do what I wanted, I wasn't going to do what I didn't want to do, no matter what the price.
All right, all right, all right.
And then, of course, he went on to, you know, star in Dallas Buyers Club and...
Yeah. Do you know what I would give to be in one of those rom-coms?
Yeah.
$14 million?
Oh, I would pay them $14 million to do. I mean...
You refer to Emma, your fiance, as the love interest. So I feel like you're in your own rom-com right now.
Yeah.
No?
I mean, yeah, it's just funny that he's like, what I didn't want to do is those terrible movies that paid me millions.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is impressive, though, that he did. A lot of guys can't get out of that thing, and McConaughey's good, but I don't know.
Yeah. Some reboots. Everything old is new again,
back
apparently.
Back to McConaughey. What would it take for you? Is anyone interested in reading that? I mean, I like Matthew McConaughey, but are you like, man, I want to read his memoir?
There have been a couple other things that have come out recently. Apparently his, and I think I had heard this before, his dad died of a heart attack while his dad and his mom were, you know,
hooking up.
Mm-hmm. And he also talks about how he was blackmailed into losing his V card when he was 15. There's a lot of, I mean, I think McConaughey's lived an interesting life.
Salacious. Yeah, yeah.
I think so too.
Yeah.
All right, who's reading it?
Not me. No, I think it'd be an interesting read. I do.
It looks like Flashdance is going to have a TV reboot. Paramount Plus, which is what they're rebranding CBS All Access. Paramount Plus.
Oh, it's going to change its name?
Getting a new name.
Next year, it becomes Paramount
Plus. But we'll also still have the Paramount Network that used to be Spike.
Yeah, I guess.
TV for dudes.
Yep.
Wow, that's crazy. Boy, yeah. It's got to be good music.
And how about this? Smokey and the Bandit TV show being developed by Seth MacFarlane from Family Guy and the team who worked on the HBO show Eastbound and Down.
Eastbound and Down, loaded up and trucking.
Which is like a full circle moment. Because the Smokey and the Bandit theme song is called Eastbound and Down, and then Danny McBride being a part now of the Smokey and the Bandit TV show, his show is called Eastbound and Down. So,
any idea who the bandit might be?
No, but they say, you know, most of the stars of Smokey and the Bandit no longer with us, but Sally Field is still here, so I don't know if she'll make a cameo in the show at all. So,
is it on the Paramount Network?
It's not. No. No network attached yet, but I will let you know. Mm-hmm. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at 198.com, including the 630 Schmig, which you can hear in podcast form on our website and wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Lance, up after AJR with traffic.
Okay.
It's the Wake Up with Jen and Tim and Lance and me, Kevin. Time now for celebrity birthdays. Famous people born today, October 22nd. We'll start with a guy who had a big day yesterday because it was Back to the Future Day, and he played Doc Brown. How old is Doc Brown? Christopher Lloyd.
This sucker's electrical, but I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts!
Christopher Lloyd. 76.
Yeah, I like that. Hmm. 78?
81.
82.
Wow.
Wow. He's looked that old for a long time.
Yeah. Well,
and then an actor who will always remember him as young because he was the kid from Jerry Maguire. How old is Jonathan Lipnicki?
A human head weighs 8 pounds.
Who was I with when I saw that movie?
Libby?
No, it's older than that. The movie is.
While you think about that, I'm really conjuring it up. So Jerry Maguire was like 93-ish, like early 90s.
Was it that long ago?
32.
37.
36.
He's just 30.
What?
Yep.
Jerry Maguire, I think, came out later in the 90s,
yeah,
didn't
must
it?
Yeah, must have been.
Well, we're talking about young kids. Okay, he's the youngest from Hanson. How old is Zach Hanson?
All those Hanson boys have like 74 kids.
He'll always be 14 to me.
Zach, 35.
35 is right.
Yeah.
All right, Jen.
Zach is 35?
Sweet. Yeah.
Hold on. I got to see. I know Taylor, the middle one, has a ton of kids, but how many does Zach have? Hold on.
All right.
Well, whoa. One, two.
Well, slow down,
three.
Kevin. Everyone's dying to know.
He has five kids, but Taylor has. Hold on.
Are you looking at a family photo and doing a head count?
No, I'm looking. It just says, it lists two kids and then it says more. I think they have seven. They have seven kids. No, they're expecting their seventh. Man. All right, go ahead.
All right, let's see how your musical knowledge of ages continues. Because how old is Shaggy?
Seen is believing, so you better change your specs.
That's all.
Shaggy's good, man. Shaggy's good.
52
is right.
Wow.
Woo! Hot streak. Can you get three in a row?
I don't know.
We'll see. He wrote for SNL for years, then did Mr. Show with David Cross, and then became Saul from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. How old is Bob Odenkirk?
I will give you the best criminal defense that money can buy.
SIU Carbondale.
Woo!
He's so good.
He is.
So in Saul, he's playing younger because he's playing, you know, it's a prequel to Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think he might be 60.
I'm going to go for the three-peat and say 55. Nope, wasn't me.
Might he be 61?
He's 58. 58, okay. And finally, we all love this guy from his work in the Marvel Universe to, of course, his work in Jurassic Park. How old is Jeff Goldblum?
See, here I am now by myself talking to myself. That's chaos there.
A.K.A. Brad Bellflower from the Apartments.com TV commercials.
Brad Bellflower.
He has a character name in those, which is totally weird.
He is okay. Good, man. He's so good in Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, he's awesome.
So just in case you're keeping score at home, Lance just tried to Snickers bar last year, but he knows Jeff Goldblum's Apartments.com character name.
Because it's so weird. Why would you give Jeff Goldblum a character name?
It's so weird that you waited to have a Snickers until last year.
Well, also, those ads have not been around for 30 years either, but...
Yeah, I think 30 years ago, Jeff Goldblum was in 10 Speed and Brown Shoe.
Oh, man. Now you're going way back with Ben Vereen.
Yeah.
You and I might be the only people who remember that show.
No idea what you're talking about.
It was on ABC.
Are they still speaking English? I don't understand.
Can you hear me?
6-0,
Rez.
Well, sorry. 62.
66?
If you go way, way back, wasn't he in the movie Thank God It's Friday? I believe he was in that Lord. In 1978. So that would make him 60. Did anybody say 66?
I did.
67.
68.
There you go. Those celebrity birthdays for today, but happy birthday to our friend and coworker, Kathy.
Oh, yeah.
Kathy,
happy birthday.
Yes. Hope you're having a great day. Here's Lance Hildebrand.
All right, let's start down to the south. We got those two crashes at the intersection of Highway.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.